Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're here with Steve Pulaski. I'm honored to have you on the program, Steve. Thank you for coming today.
Well, thank you.
So, Steve, remind the viewers what you do. You've been on the show once before, but it's been a while.
I work in now the new Intel Architecture Group. Now the group has a cross-Intel Architecture Group focus, so it's really not just Xeon and the client platform. It goes all the way down through Atom and the mobility platforms as well.
So you're looking at anything from consumer devices all the way into high-end data center technologies.
All the way into the big machines that run the grand challenge problems, so end-to-end.
And from a standpoint of the time frame that your engineers are looking out into the future, how many years are we talking?
Well, that varies from a product segment to product segment. We have some programs that have a very definite focus on the horizon of 1 to 2 years, for example, where on the high-end, high-performance computing, we're working on technologies that we're planning on introducing in 2018. And the idea is that we can waterfall those down into the mainstream over time, but we're looking that far enough out because of the power and efficiency challenges that are facing us going forward.
When you're talking about time frames out 9-10 years, how do you actually take on that challenge of figuring out what users are going to want that far in advance?
Well, in the area of high performance computing, there's a set of grand challenge problems, big problems that they're really trying to solve. Initially climate control, but now they're doing things in terms of computational chemistry, aerodynamic simulation of the entire airframe and things like that. These are problems that they've known about for some time, but it's been too expensive to be able to have solutions. And the solutions that can get on today's machines take on the order of months, weeks, or even months. And the interesting thing is, as you start to deliver those types of computational capabilities, they find new ways to be able to use the information that they can get. I was talking to somebody in oil and gas today that said if they can get one of their simulations down from 3 months down to a day, it gives them the opportunity to do things out in the field that they aren't capable of doing today because they have to ship the data and then wait for the answer to come back in 3 months. So now they can try to test different hypotheses and different assumptions in terms of what they want to be able to do. And that's the same way in the high-performance computing community as well. Now, back into the mainstream, there are still the lead end users. So we really focus on an end user point of view. So we don't just talk to our OEMs, we go and talk to the people that are actually dealing with the computing, and we send engineers to sit with them and understand what their problems are, and then they can bring those problems back into the factory. So we're getting a more comprehensive look at what we think the problems are going to be. Now, can we predict the next wave or the next disruptive technology? No. Usually a disruptive technology occurs after the fact and you declare that it was a disruptive technology. But we're having a pretty good understanding of where the landscape is starting to move and how we can apply our technology in those areas.
How do we balance the platform and what innovations in I/O and memory are coming in order to deliver balanced platform computing out on the horizon?
Well, starting with memory, we're going to have to look at potentially new architectures, not only increasing the bandwidth, but improving the overall power efficient of memory. Now, that may mean that we have to bring more and more non-volatile technologies into play that have fairly good read performance, but we have to compensate for the efficiencies of the write, not only in terms of the number of write cycles of the technology, but also the speed at which you can update those. And also looking at potentially new ways of getting memory closer onto the chip itself.
Interesting.
Now, in I/O, the focus is always going to be on bandwidth, but bandwidth for a particular unit of power. So as we transfer a bit, we have to focus on how can we get on a per bit basis the most energy efficient transfer from the time the processor asks for a piece of data to the time that data actually comes back.
There's been a lot of talk about cloud services and clouds and devices replacing the client server model almost. What does that mean for the computing platforms that we're putting out to market?
One of the most important points for us, at least, is what are the client fits in and what kind of client architectures are we going to see going forward? There are going to be individuals that are going to be running their virtual worlds, and do you do all the rendering on the client or do you do it on the server? And there are different client devices that have different capabilities that we've got to be able to have the server understand what those capabilities are. And I think the biggest issue that's really going to drive what we define as the clouds is what is the standards environment going to look like? Is it going to be an open standard type architecture, or is it going to be something that's going to be fairly siloed now. You know, we've always believed in the open standard concept. It's driven innovation. It's allowed more and more people to play and play on an equal playing field. And I'd like to see that continue as much as possible.
Obviously, you're a busy guy and you've got, you know, even more teams now working for you. How do you relax at the end of the day?
You know, if I wasn't doing this, I would actually be a home builder.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy every aspect of construction.
So the tangibility of home building is kind of a nice balance to thinking about the future all the time.
If the walls aren't straight, you know who to blame.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, Steve, and I look forward to see how you guys keep driving the future.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully we can come back in 2 years and see how we've done.
All right.